Burnout Recovery Guide for Female Entrepreneurs. Overcome stress, regain enthusiasm, and enjoy life while still working. Written by Kasia Richter. Narrated by Jen Johnson. Introduction. Sometimes the most important thing in a whole day is the rest we take between two deep breaths. Eddie Hellesum. Do you feel like you are always working and never have time for yourself? Do you feel like there is not enough time in a day to finish your work and squeeze in a yoga session? Are you tired often or even depressed from your lifestyle? Do you struggle to concentrate or have trouble sleeping? If you feel like this, you may be experiencing burnout. Burnout refers to a state of emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion caused by overwork or stress. This can happen when we try to do too much with no breaks in between work tasks, or by working too much and not loving ourselves enough. In fact, a colleague of mine, Louisa Converse, experienced burnout in her life multiple times, just like myself. Louisa left her corporate career to pursue a new business venture, a yoga studio in Belgium. She loved the idea of being her own boss, which provided her with more freedom to be with her family and friends. However, she soon realized that managing a business on her own was much harder than she thought. Here is her story. Burnout hit me by surprise. As an entrepreneur and mother living abroad as a partner in a patchwork family, I launched my own studio. At the time, I had taught yoga for 15 years and was still working part-time. By becoming independent, I thought I had it all. I built the studio, launched the social media, created the website, and put all the systems needed in place. I was on the path to becoming the best version of myself, paradoxically. I gave too much attention to everything and everyone else but myself. Over many years, I participated in loads of courses, training, masterminds, coaching programs, and accountability groups that ran after a relentless pursuit of health, wellness, and balance. I dedicated my time to helping other women overcome their obstacles and stressors. However, I realized that I was in the middle of my own rat race. The mental war against myself led me to losing 10 kilograms, suffering from insomnia, lacking focus, and I felt extremely vulnerable. I was constantly tired. There I was, unavailable for my family, my students, and my clients. I was disconnected from myself and literally burned out. My body and mind were screaming out for help, and it was at my first doctor's appointment that I understood what took me years to recognize. I urgently needed to rest. Despite all my knowledge, background, and best intention to help others, I learned, through direct and personal experience, what burnout meant. I cannot teach about self-care while I am saying yes to everybody and no to myself. Now, I am finally taking conscientious care of myself and my own needs in a way that resonates with me. I help my clients with yoga, Reiki, Akashic Records readings, retreats, and other healing tools and skills I use. Taking full responsibility for the situation I've created and truly listening to my body and soul gives me the strength to start my own healing path. I know I will help others with the tools and skills I use, but from a totally different place, a more genuine and aligned presence. I finally understand the lesson this burnout taught me. I was too focused on having success in my career as a well-being warrior without realizing that I was becoming my own enemy and fighting my own war. This book came at the right time, with a magical synchronicity in time and space. I am truly grateful to Kasia. Her ongoing support and expertise showed me how to integrate my work and life after re-evaluating my career. If you are reading this, you were also meant to walk this path with me, her, and all the readers wanting to know more about preventing burnout. I am grateful for Louisa and her kind words because I have always been passionate about people, travel, and world exploration. I've spent many years in aviation, working for top industry leaders in the Middle East, such as Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar Airways. My ambition led me from the position of cabin crew to a recruiter and operations director at top national airlines. I had a successful career that was thriving thanks to my high standards, perfectionism, and overachieving tendencies. I had a lot of inner drive to over-deliver and please my bosses and clients. This caused me to lose my energy and sense of self. I have experienced burnout due to long-term stress and didn't have any support to handle it. Despite being a certified yoga teacher, a longtime yoga practitioner, and a psychologist, I couldn't implement the tools and knowledge I had to help myself. Going for a yoga class felt like a trans-Antarctic expedition. My feet were swollen from all day in high heels, and I was hungry and angry while facing never-ending afternoon traffic in a busy capital city. How was I to get to the promised land of a yoga class while feeling guilty for not completing all the tasks and leaving work before 7 p.m.? Something inside of me was stopping me from focusing on my needs and pushing me to focus on delivering results at work. Today, I know that these were negative and limiting beliefs hidden on a subconscious level of my mind. I can't ask for help, as I am afraid my management will think I'm incompetent. I am too afraid to speak up and ask for more tools in order to get my job done because I'm afraid of being judged by others. I am too afraid of saying no to more workload. I feel I need to prove myself. If I have an executive position, I have to be perfect, always on top of things and always excel. Otherwise, I may lose face and my job. I have to do everything by myself. Otherwise, others may think that I'm incompetent. The biggest game changer for me was working on those unsupportive beliefs and gradually transforming them into positive ones. This was basically a whole change of mindset, which changed everything for me. With the process of healing and transforming my mindset, I learned how to set boundaries, communicate better, and let go of being worried about what other people will think of me. I stopped comparing myself to others or blaming myself for growing my business at my own pace. I stopped feeling guilty for letting people support me. Today, I know how to let go and separate my sense of self-worth from my job. I can live my life in a balanced and healthy way. These skills allowed me to help Louisa and other ambitious professionals and entrepreneurs achieve more inner peace and feel uplifted and mentally stronger. After implementing my teachings, they learned to enjoy life and achieve their personal or professional goals in a balanced way. Now, I'm going to share these tools with you. Chapter 1. First things first, a quick checkup. Does every day feel like a terrible day? Does caring about your work ethic or home and family seem like a total waste of energy? Are you exhausted all the time? Or do you feel like you simply don't care anymore? Are most of your days spent on tasks that are dull or overwhelming? Or do you feel like no task you do makes a difference or is appreciated? If you read the above list and thought, that's me, all right, don't worry. You're not alone. According to the American Institute of Stress, 40% of working people report their job is very or extremely stressful, which are the conditions that can lead to burnout. Boschemin, 2022. In 2017, 153 million people in the United States were employed, which means over 61 million people are at risk of burnout in the U.S. alone. Boschemin, 2022. In my opinion, this implies an unsustainable work economy. Nothing about the quality of life or how to maintain employment in the current state is specified. Self-employed women have a higher risk of poor mental health. In the world, about 252 million women are entrepreneurs, and 153 million own or operate a small business. Broster, 2020. While the advantages of being your own boss can be endless, there are also some significant drawbacks. For example, A recent study found that self-employed women have a higher risk of poor mental health than women in traditional employment settings. Broster, 2022. So why are female entrepreneurs at an even greater risk of burnout than their male counterparts? Well, part of the reason may be that women tend to take on more responsibilities, both at home and at work, than men do. Additionally, societal stigmas often expect women to be perfect in a way that men aren't, and this perfectionist mindset can lead to increased stress and burnout. However, isolation and sexism also play a significant role in the risk of burnout for female entrepreneurs. Stereotypically, women are expected to be social and communicative while simultaneously being caregivers who put others' needs before their own. The pressure to conform to these stereotypes can be immense and has a devastating impact on mental health. Additionally, the workplace hasn't been as inviting to women, and being self-employed means you may experience even greater discrimination. Women particularly experience this in pay discrepancies and fewer opportunities for advancement. Not to mention, self-employment, especially after the pandemic, means working alone, which can add to feelings of loneliness, overwhelm, and frustration. Your personality type and burnout risk. While many factors can contribute to the risk of burnout, some personality types are more prone to burnout than others. For example, individuals with type A personalities are hyper-focused on achieving their goals. As a result, they often experience high levels of stress and anxiety. Below are the most common personality types and how burnout can manifest. Type A. As I mentioned briefly above, Type A people are known for their competitiveness, busyness, and drive. They are often perfectionists who place unrealistic expectations on themselves and others. As a result, they can quickly become overwhelmed or burnt out by the demands of their jobs. Constant feelings of impatience, anxiety, and stress are common among individuals with this personality type. They often feel like they're constantly rushing to accomplish every task on their to-do list and tend to be perfectionists who struggle to delegate tasks. The caregiver. The caregiver's personality type is empathetic, altruistic, and compassionate. They have a strong sense of duty and put others' needs before their own. These people often have careers in the healthcare field, like nurses, doctors, or home attendants. Their give-to-receive ratio is off balance. As a result, they may feel overwhelmed by the demands of their job or personal life, which can cause burnout. Additionally, individuals with this personality type are highly sensitive and take criticism personally. This can lead to feelings of hopelessness or depression, which are both major risk factors for burnout. The enthusiast or adventurer. Enthusiasts and adventurers are fun-loving, energetic, and optimistic individuals who don't like to be tied down by rules or a routine. However, this type of personality is also prone to experiencing burnout if they take on too many responsibilities without adequate downtime. Additionally, they have the tendency to overplan and become scattered. They may become impatient, giving the impression of impulsiveness as they jump between tasks. They also try to keep busy to avoid their feelings, which can create emotional turmoil within. The emotional dissonant. Emotions are normal, but some of us struggle with them. These people bury their feelings deep within to disconnect. Intentionally suppressing emotions can be a dangerous habit, as it can lead to increased feelings of loneliness, sadness, hopelessness, and depression, qualities that can all lead to burnout. Individuals with this personality type may also struggle with low self-esteem and negativity, but are highly sensitive and empathetic. However, they also tend to be pessimistic and have difficulty managing their emotions. This can lead to feelings of isolation or frustration in the workplace, which may contribute to feelings of burnout. The challenger or leader. Challengers and leaders are determined, goal-oriented people who can easily become too focused on their work. They often regard themselves highly and may fail to take time for breaks or self-care. This can lead to feelings of stress and burnout if they don't learn how to prioritize their own needs. They also don't like to show vulnerability, enjoy taking risks that may jeopardize their stability, and may face conflicts over power. The emotionally unaware. Individuals with this personality type often have difficulty managing their emotions or stress because sometimes they're unaware of their feelings. They are often oblivious to how their actions and behaviors affect others, which can cause conflicts at work or with coworkers. As a result, they may struggle with feelings of burnout because of conflicts or triggers that cause high levels of distress. Their lack of awareness can also cause burnout in itself because they don't take the time to recuperate or listen to their bodies. The peacemaker. Peacemakers are often highly empathetic and good listeners, but may struggle to stick up for themselves and exhibit avoidant behaviors. They may procrastinate or downplay their worth. Additionally, they often put others before themselves, which can lead to feelings of burnout and isolation if they cannot take steps to manage their mental health. The individualist or romantic. People with this personality type are creative and independent. However, they can also struggle with feelings of loneliness or isolation if they are not given the opportunity to express their creativity in the workplace. Additionally, individuals with this type may be impulsive and have difficulty prioritizing tasks, which can contribute to burnout. They may allow their emotions to impede their goals, limit their progress, or are hypersensitive to criticism, which can lead to burnout. The investigator or observer. This personality type is highly intelligent and analytical, but can also be prone to feelings of inadequacy or frustration when they cannot find a solution to a problem. These types of people are highly intuitive and love to learn. However, they can also be highly introverted. Spending time in crowded places or being surrounded by loud noises can cause them to feel overwhelmed. They may also get bored with a routine. These individuals may become so focused on completing tasks that they lose sight of the big picture and become burnt out in the process. The loyalist or questioner. The loyalist personality type is highly responsible and dedicated to their work. They are often perfectionists who take pride in doing a good job. They want to know all the rules, so they know what's expected of them. The loyalist is known for overworking and overpreparing to exceed expectations. They focus on problems instead of solutions and constantly worry about what ifs or what others think of them. They're uncomfortable with uncertainty and often second-guess their decisions. If you are struggling with burnout, the best thing you can do is identify your specific triggers and address them head-on. This might mean speaking with your supervisor about adjusting your workload or taking steps to manage your stress levels, such as practicing mindfulness or engaging in regular exercise. It may also help to connect with other female entrepreneurs who can offer support and guidance as you work through your burnout. With the right strategies and support, you can recover from burnout and rediscover the joy in your work life. Signs of burnout. Burnout can manifest itself in many ways. It can affect us physically, mentally, and emotionally, and can include symptoms such as chronic fatigue, poor concentration, irritability, feelings of hopelessness and emptiness, sleep disturbances, or problems with appetite. Below are common signs of burnout. Physical signs. Chronic fatigue and exhaustion. Increased susceptibility to illness or infections. Headache, muscle aches, or chronic pain. Changes in sleep patterns, insomnia, restless sleep, or changes in appetite. Mental and emotional signs. Poor concentration, brain fog or forgetfulness, irritability, anxiety or anger, loss of motivation or joy in work and or life activities, feelings of hopelessness, emptiness, or pessimism about the future, increased stress or difficulty managing stress effectively. Behavioral signs, social withdrawal or isolation, disengagement from work or other activities you once enjoyed, reckless behavior, such as increased alcohol or drug use or risk-taking activities, chronic procrastination, neglect of responsibilities, and/or frequent absenteeism. If you are experiencing any of these signs of burnout, it is important to address them as soon as possible. This might involve speaking to a doctor or therapist, practicing self-care activities such as meditation or yoga, seeking support and guidance from other entrepreneurs, or making changes in your work habits and environment that can help you reduce stress and regain your motivation. With the right strategies and support, you can overcome burnout and reclaim your joy in work and life. Causes of burnout. There can be many causes of burnout, including work-related stressors such as long hours, high demands or expectations, low job satisfaction, and lack of control over work tasks. Additionally, personal factors such as a history of trauma or abuse, poor self-esteem or body image issues, financial problems, social isolation, family responsibilities, or chronic health conditions can contribute to feelings of burnout. Listed below are the top 5 leading factors of burnout. Lack of communication or support from higher-ups. Feeling unappreciated or unheard at work can lead to a sense of isolation. You may feel like there is no one to turn to for support. This lack of communication can contribute significantly to burnout, as you may experience feelings of hopelessness and disengagement from your job or career. Unmanageable workload. Whether it is due to unrealistic deadlines or an overwhelming amount of work, having too much to do can put a lot of pressure on you. This may cause you to struggle with managing your stress effectively. This may lead to feelings of overwhelm and exhaustion, as well as increased risk-taking behaviors like substance abuse or reckless behavior. Unreasonable deadlines. As I suggested above, high expectations and unrealistic deadlines can also lead to burnout. Perhaps you have a boss who doesn't understand the time needed to complete a task, or you simply feel you need to overwork yourself in order to succeed. These unmanageable workloads and long hours can quickly take their toll on your mental and physical health. Unclear work roles. When roles and responsibilities are unclear or even non-existent, it's difficult to know how to prioritize your work. This lack of clarity can lead to feelings of confusion, frustration, and resentment, which may contribute to burnout. Poor or unfair treatment. Whether it is because of discrimination or favoritism, unfair treatment at work can significantly affect your mental health and contribute to your feelings of burnout. If you feel like you are being treated unfairly or neglected by those in charge, speak up and seek support from others. Luckily, there are many strategies that can help you overcome burnout and reclaim your joy in work. The first one we'll review is CARS. According to Erica Catherine First's 2021, this is an acronym that stands for Consciousness of Mood and Emotional State, Accepting the Beginning Emotion, Recognizing When Intervention is Necessary, Strategies and Skills Implementation to Reframe Moods. Being conscious means being aware of your mood, emotional state, and thoughts. This can involve taking time to slow down, reflect on your feelings, and practicing self-care activities such as meditation or breathing exercises. Once you have identified that you are experiencing negative emotions, it is important to accept them instead of ignoring or trying to push them away. This may involve reaching out to friends or family for support, or talking with a therapist if you feel you need additional guidance. The next step is to determine whether you need to improve your mood and change how you are feeling. This relates to the next step and may involve implementing strategies such as setting realistic goals, prioritizing your tasks, or taking time to do activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Once you have come to terms with your negative emotions, you can work on developing strategies and skills that help you reframe your moods. This may involve practicing visualization exercises, journaling, or pursuing other activities that bring you joy, so you feel calm and in control. With dedication and patience, you can overcome burnout and rediscover the joy that you once felt in your work life. Stress versus burnout. While stress and burnout may have some similarities, they are actually quite different. Stress is typically a response to external factors and situations, such as work deadlines, family obligations, or financial pressures. A good deal may contribute to stress by having too much, such as too much to do and too much to handle. The high expectations and demands of life can often lead to feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. In contrast, burnout is a state of mental, emotional, or physical exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. Beauchemin, 2022. Unlike stress, which may be temporary and manageable with some strategies such as taking breaks from work or using relaxation techniques like deep breathing, burnout is characterized by feelings of hopelessness, pessimism, and loss of motivation. This may be described as not enough time, energy, or resources to deal with life's challenges. If you are experiencing stress or burnout, take action and seek strategies that can help you regain your sense of balance and well-being. This might involve making changes in your work schedule or environment, practicing self-care techniques, or seeking professional counseling and support. With the right tools and guidance, you can overcome stress and burnout, rediscover your joy in work and life, and feel empowered to succeed. How did I get here? If you are experiencing feelings of burnout, you might have lost sight of how you got to this point. Perhaps specific work-related factors contributed to your current state of exhaustion, such as demanding pressures from bosses. Or maybe there have been personal or life circumstances that have affected your mental health and led you to feel overwhelmed and depleted. There are 12 common factors that contribute to burnout, including work-related stressors like long hours and low job satisfaction, as well as personal factors such as trauma or abuse history. Below are the 12 factors, according to Jane, who wrote The 12 Phases of Burnout According to Psychologists, 2018, referencing Herbert Freudenberger and several other psychologists. However, keep in mind they're not linear, nor are they all necessary to experience. The compulsion to prove oneself. The beginning stages of burnout can result from a compulsion to prove oneself and demonstrate competence. This can be a difficult stage, as it may involve working long hours or trying to do too much at once. Working harder. As burnout progresses, it can lead to feelings of detachment and a desire to work harder in order to prove yourself. This is a common response to workplace stressors like unreasonable deadlines or unrealistic expectations. Neglecting self-care. As burnout worsens, you may neglect your own self-care in favor of trying to prove yourself or meet your work responsibilities. This can lead to a burnout cycle, as you may prioritize work over your own well-being. This, in turn, makes it even harder to cope with stress and reduces the likelihood that you will recover from burnout. Displacement of conflicts. As burnout sneaks up on us, we may realize something is amiss. Physical symptoms may arise, but we may not understand why or have a solution, or we may snap at others due to lingering frustrations. Revision of values. As burnout progresses, you may start to question your values and priorities. You may prioritize work over family time or other obligations, which can lead to feelings of guilt and resentment. Denial. Many people may try to ignore or deny the symptoms of burnout. This may happen because they feel ashamed about their situation, or they simply do not realize that their mental and physical health are being affected. They may become aggressive and judgmental of others, which can cause them to struggle with relationships. Withdrawal. As burnout worsens, it can become increasingly difficult to maintain personal relationships and social connections. The person may feel exhausted and emotionally drained, which might cause them to avoid conflicts or interacting with others altogether. Additionally, they may turn to drugs and alcohol to cope with their feelings. Behavioral changes. As they refuse to make changes, the person may feel increasingly irritable and short-tempered. They may experience mood swings, such as feeling extremely depressed or angry one day, followed by feeling apathetic and disconnected the next. Additionally, they may struggle with decision-making or have trouble focusing on the tasks at hand. Depersonalization. As burnout continues, the person may disconnect from their experiences and become detached from others. They may experience apathy, reduced empathy, or reduced emotional expressiveness. Struggling with loss of confidence or feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt are also common. Inner emptiness. As the person continues to struggle with burnout, they may feel an inner emptiness. They may experience feelings of loneliness, despair, or hopelessness. As a result, they may engage in addictive or risky behaviors to cope. Depression. People who experience burnout may also have symptoms of depression. This can include feelings of sadness, low energy or motivation, changes in appetite or sleep patterns, difficulty concentrating or making decisions, and increased irritability or anxiety. Burnout syndrome. If left untreated, burnout can become a chronic condition known as burnout syndrome. This may involve long-term disruptions to your physical and mental health, including increased susceptibility to depression or other mental illnesses. Overall, burnout can affect us in many ways, both physically and mentally. As it progresses, it can lead to several negative consequences, including putting up with unrealistic expectations, neglecting self-care, displacement of conflicts, denial, or withdrawal from social interactions and relationships. You may experience behavioral changes such as mood swings or irritability, depersonalization, or feelings of detachment from experiences and others, inner emptiness or loneliness, and depression. If you are struggling with symptoms of burnout, seek help and support from a therapist or counselor. With treatment, you can recover and regain your health and well-being. In the next chapters, we will look into burnout prevention and management solutions.